The Torah says, Vayitain Hashem Eli. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people what Hashem gave him at Har Sinai. And all he says is that Hashem gave him Shnei Luchos Avanim Ksuvim Be'etzba Elokim. He gave him two tablets that were written in Etzba Elokim, whatever exactly that means. Va'aleim Kechol Hadvarim Asher Dibur Hashem Imachem Bahar Mitocha Eish B'yom HaKol. So Moshe Rabbeinu, all he says is that he was given two Luchos. He came down on Har Sinai. And that is what he transmitted to the Jewish people. If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, we have a little bit more of an expansive description, and the Gemara there explains to us exactly what the pasuk means. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Alei Eli Hahara. Hashem tells Moshe, come up to the mountain. Ve'ed nilacha, when you come up, I will give you as luchos ha'even, I will give you these two tablets, the luchos as we know them, and I will also give you ha'torah, v'hamitzvah asher kasavti leharosam. Now here we have some kind of idea that there's more than just the two tablets that are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be giving him Torah, mitzvos. What is that? Is that more than the Aseres HaDibros? Is it less? So says the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Ablevi Barchama, Amar Abshimim Ben Lakish. What does it mean when the Torah says, come up on Har Sinai, and I will give you not only the Luchos HaEven, but I will give you also the Torah and the mitzvos. Says the Gemara, when it says, I will give you the Luchos, that is, as we know, the Aseres HaDibros. But Moshe Rabbeinu was given much more than that. When it says he was given the Torah, that is the Mikra. That is all of Chumash as we know it. HaMitzvah, when the Torah says that God gave him the mitzvah, that means all of the Mishnayos. Asher Kasavti is Neviim Uksuvim. Leharosam Zet Talmud. So says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was given everything. He was given all of the Mishnayos, all of the Gemara. He was given all of Tanakh. Melamed Shekulam Nitnu LeMoshe MiSinai. All of this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So you read the pasuk in Parshas Ekev and you think Moshe Rabbeinu was only given 10 commandments. He was only given the Aseres HaDibros. But that is a mistake. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was given all of the Mishnayos, all of the Gemara, all of Sifrei Tanakh. Those were already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. I mention this because the very first Rashi in this week's Parsha is a very strange one. Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people Bahar Sinai Lemor. So Rashi asked the obvious question. Don't we know that all the mitzvahs HaTorah were given at Har Sinai? So why does it say here that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Jewish people of the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel at Har Sinai? Well, says Rashi, quoting a Medrash, Ma Shemitah Nemru Klalo Seha V'diknu Keha MiSinai. Just like all of the details were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai with regard to this mitzvah of Shemitah, Af Kulam Nemru Klaloseim V'diktukeim MiSinai. So to all of the mitzvahs HaTorah were said in full with all the details at Har Sinai. So what exactly does that mean? That every single detail of the halacha was said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? So listen to a Rambam. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, and it's important that the Rambam lay out for us exactly what Torah Shebichsav is, what Torah Shebalpeh is. We have to have an understanding of what it is that we're dealing with. So that's why he has it in the introduction to the Pirush HaMishnayis, to explain to us what it means. So says the Rambam, Hinei lecha mashal. I will explain to you in a parable, just to give one example, he says, of what exactly took place at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeMoshe, God told Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk as we see it in Chumash, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim. We should sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Okay, that's the Torah stating the mitzvah on sukkahs. The Torah doesn't say how big a sukkah needs to be, what kind of material you can use. Achar Kain, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, then Hashem said that the sukkah hazos chov ha'ala zecharim v'la'an anakebos. Then God tells him the fine print. By the way, I just told you about the mitzvah of sukkah. That applies only to males. Females are not obligated to sit in the sukkah. Ein acholim chayavim bavelo holchei derech. If you're traveling for a mitzvah, or if you're not feeling well, you have no obligation to sit in the sukkah. Shelo yesichucha ela b'tzemach haaretz. When you make the schach, it has to be from natural substances that grow from the ground. V'lo yisachena b'tzemer, v'lo b'meshi, v'lo b'kelim. You can't put all kinds of items on top. Afilu me'asher titzmach haaretz. We can't put clothing, even though clothing are made from animal wool. You're not allowed to use that as the schach. Vahodiyah. And then God told him also, Shachila v'hashtiyah v'hashina bo kula chova. That you have to eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, you have to do everything in the sukkah. Shelo yiyah b'chalal apachiz mishiva tfachim. God told him all the details of sukkah after he said the heading. The heading was Basukos Tishu Shivas Yamim, and then God told Moshe Rabbeinu all of the subcategories and all of the minutiae, all the details as we know the entire Masechah Sukkah. Then, writes the Rambam, this was the case for all the Sheish Meos Ushloshas Remitzros, Heim Uperusham. This is exactly what happened for every single one of the mitzvahs. So the Torah says, Ukshartem La'os Al Yadecha. You have a mitzvah to wear tefillin every day, but the Torah doesn't say how big the tefillin need to be, doesn't say what shape they should be, doesn't say anything. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told all of that as a subcategory of the heading, which was Uksavtam, Ukshartam La'os Al Yadechan. Says the Rambam, the way it worked was HaMitzvos B'Ksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the mitzvah itself, Pasukas Teishu Shivas Yamim, that was written down. God wrote down Ukshartam La'os Al Yadecha, and then HaPirush was Balpeh. Everything else was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, but that was not written down. That was all said Balpeh. And this is how we know Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. That's what Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai means. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu already was taught this at Har Sinai. It just was not written down at the time. This is something that went traditionally from one Talmud to the next. So now you look in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And this is a comment that's made not only in the Yerushalmi in Peah, but it's a Yerushalmi in Maseches Megillah, and it's a Yerushalmi in Maseches Chagiga, and the Medrash has it in a number of places, where we're told the following, Afilu, not only do we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai was told all of the mitzvos, not only do we assume that he was told more than the Aseres HaDibros, but all the 613 mitzvos, and all of the subcategories of those mitzvos as well, all of the halachic details, says the Yerushalmi, also you have to know, Afilu Masha Talmud Vasig Asid Lechodros Lifnei Rabo, even what you have a young student in a yeshiva, ask a question to his Rebbe. The Rebbe gives some kind of answer, and they have a discussion, and it seems that it's just something that happened just now, says the Gemara, Kvar Nemar LeMoshe B'Sinai. All of that also was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Every single conversation, everything, Matam. How do we know that that's true? Because we have a pasuk in Koheles. Yesh Davar Sheyomer Re'ezeh Chadashu. The pasuk in Koheles says, did you see that there is something new here? And the Yerushalmi says, if somebody asks you that question, Meshivo Chaveiro Ve'omar Lo Kvar Hayo Lo Olamim, your friend can respond to you, no, this is already old news. Moshe Rabbeinu already had this at Har Sinai. He didn't come up with a new question. He didn't come up with a new answer. And all of this was already known from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now that is a very impressive statement. It means that everything that would ever be discussed, every aspect of Torah mitzvos, already was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Again, it obviously wasn't just the Luchos, it wasn't just Torah Shebichsav, it was all of Torah Shebalpeh that we know today was given already to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and that's what Rashi in our Parsha means. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now here's the major problem. We have a Gemara Maseches Menachos Chavtes Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us a very unusual story. I don't know exactly how to understand the story, but I do know that the Gemara tells us the story. So it says, B'shah sha'ala Moshe l'amaru. So we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to heaven, and he stays there arbaim yom v'arbaim laila. He stays there 40 days, 40 nights. God teaches him everything he has to know. After that happens, Moshe Rabbeinu is up there, and he's listening to the shiur that God is giving over to him. Matzo l'hakadosh baruch hu sheyoshe v'koser k'sarim la'osios. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I understand this. I'm ready to go down. Give the Torah to the Jewish people. What are we waiting for? God says, no, I'm not done yet. What do you mean you're not done? You just taught me everything there is to know. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, what's left to do? So God says, no, now I'm putting the little crowns on top of the letters in the Sefer Torah. Amar lefan av ribono shel olam, mima akev al yadecha. Why are you writing these crowns? You just taught me everything there is to know. Forget about the crowns. The Jewish people are waiting. They want the Torah already. Says the Gemara, Amar lo, God says to him, no, it's very important. It's worth waiting for the crowns because Adam echad yesha asalios besof kamadoros. There is going to be a great person in many generations, and his name will be Akiva ben Yosef, the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. Sha'asid lidrosh ha'kol kotz v'kotz tile tilin shel halacha. From every single one of these crowns on top of the letters in the Sefer Torah, he will find very significant meaning. And therefore, we're going to delay the entire process of Kabbalah HaTorah in order that Rabbi Akiva should have the opportunity to look at all of these crowns and learn something important from them. Amar lo ribono shel olam, hareyuli, do me a favor, God. If you're telling me there's going to be such a great person by the name of Rabbi Akiva, I'd like to meet him. Who is this Rabbi Akiva? Amar lo chazar la'acharecha, hey, take a seat. God says, you take a seat over here, I'm going to show you a very beautiful vision of Rabbi Akiva teaching Torah. Halach v'yasha besos shmona shuros. I don't know exactly what the significance is, but he sits 8 rows behind in the shir. Obviously, there's a reason for that. V'lo haya yodea mahe nobrim. God takes him in a time machine, and he brings him to the shir of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is teaching his Talmidim. Maybe it was those 24,000. I don't know who he's teaching. He's teaching the Talmidim all of the insights that he has from the Tagim, from the Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos that he learned from these little crowns on the letters. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, Lo Haya Yodea Mahin Omer. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, dumbfounded. I don't know what they're talking about. He doesn't even understand what Rabbi Kiva Shir means. Tashash Kocho. Moshe Rabbeinu is beside himself. How could it be? I am Moshe Rabbeinu. God just taught me the entirety of Torah. Now he brings me to Rabbi Kiva Shir and I can't even follow. I don't know what's going on. Kivan Shehigia LeDavarecha. Now what happens? Rabbi Kiva in the middle of the Shir, he's explaining something, and one of the students says, Rabbi Minayin Lecha, I don't understand. How do you know this that you're teaching us? How do I know it's true? And he says to him, Amar Lehem Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. He says, no, this is Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. I didn't make this up. This Yashva Daito. Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, okay. I'm all right. I'll be all right. So this is the story that the Gemara has. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, maybe it would make sense if Rabbi Kiva seems to be a greater Talmud Chacham than I am. Maybe you should give the Torah through Rabbi Kiva. Why are you sending me? Moshe Rabbeinu, in his great humility, says, why don't you send him? And God says, no, I decided already it's going to be you, and we're not going to have Rabbi Kiva. And the Medrash writes that Dvarim Shelo Nigla LaMoshe Nigla Rabbi Kiva V'Chaverav. There were certain things that Rabbi Kiva was able to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, which is exactly what the Medrash says here. And the problem is, how can that be if we were just taught that everything that happened, Kol Masha Talmid Vasig Asit Lachadesh, everything that every student of Torah is going to come up with in the future generations was already Nidna LaMoshe MiSinai, how can you understand this story about Moshe Rabbeinu? And in fact, the Maharal asked this very obvious question. Bezeh HaMaimer, this story that the Gemara shares with us, says the Maharal, about Moshe Rabbeinu watching the Shir of Rabbi Kiva and not being able to follow, Min HaTeima Miyod. Says the Maharal, I cannot understand the story. She'ech yeh Rabbi Kiva yoser gadol b'madregam in Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom? Do you believe that Rabbi Kiva was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? After all, we all know the Rambam says, lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe od. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNaviim. He was the greatest of the greats. Lahay yodea Moshe Rabbeinu lahavid masha amar Rabbi Kiva v'talmidav davar zeh nira zarma od. Says the Maharal, this seems very difficult to understand. How can that be? Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything there was to know, so how could it be that he cannot follow the discussion of Rabbi Kiva? That is a major question. Leaving that aside, because the Maharal gives a very lofty interpretation that I don't understand, he tries to explain every line of the Gemara and the significance of everything, but it's a very important question that you need to think about. How can that be that Rabbi Kiva knew something that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand? The Lubavitcher Rebbe has in one of his Svarim a very beautiful insight into this as well. And he says, I don't understand. When you read the story in the Gemara, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu is watching the Shir of Rabbi Kiva and he says, Tashash Kocho, he feels bad. And then all of a sudden, he overhears Rabbi Kiva say, oh, Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, oh, alright, everything's okay. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, don't you know Moshe Rabbeinu Adam Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama? God says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was the most humble human being that ever lived in the world. So what do you think? It's all about him? Moshe Rabbeinu is feeling terrible when he's listening to the Shir. I can't follow. And all of a sudden, when he hears his own name mentioned, oh, okay, everything's okay. That's really what Moshe Rabbeinu is about. It's so petty. It's all about him. He listens to Rabbi Kiva, and he's having a hard time until he hears them quote him, and now he says, all right, everything's okay. That can't be really what the story's about. So ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, what exactly is the understanding of the story in the first place? How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu has difficulty, and all of a sudden this Yashva Daito, immediately when he hears his own name, it can't just be about him. Explains to the Lubavitcher Rebbe so beautifully, and he takes us back to the story a few weeks ago of Nadav and Avihu. What happened with Nadav and Avihu, as we know? Something went wrong there. They brought a carbon that they shouldn't have brought. We don't really understand what they did wrong, but we know that something went wrong. And Rashi there on Chumash says, Lo Mesu B'nei Aaron. Why were they killed? What did they do wrong? What was the mistake? Ela Yidei Shehoru Halacha B'fnei Moshe Rabbah. They paskin the Shaila in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, really? It's all about Moshe Rabbeinu? So he took out his revenge on them and now they're going to be killed? Is that really what happened? Explains the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I'll tell you what happened. Before the Mishkan, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, everybody knew we needed to rely on Moshe Rabbeinu. He was our conduit to God himself. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, once they had a Mishkan, everybody said, well, God's presence is right here. What do I need Moshe Rabbeinu for? Nadav and Avihu were great tzaddikim, great Talmid HaChachamim, and they said, we have a right to decide on our own what the halacha should be. After all, God gave us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu explained it all to us. We were part of that inner circle of Moshe Rabbeinu. We understand everything on our own. We now have God himself is present in the world. We have everything we could need. We no longer have any need for Moshe Rabbeinu, and they pushed him aside, and that was their mistake. And he says that this is always a great mistake that we need to understand. Even though we have all the Svarim, and we have God's presence in the world, we still have a need to understand that we need those people in our lives that we're going to ask questions to, that we're going to look up to. That was the mistake of Nadav and Avihu. And here too, explains to Lubavitcher Rebbe, this is exactly what happened when Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu's exchange took place. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gemara is listening to Rabbi Akiva's shir and he's overwhelmed. Listen to this brilliant man. Listen to his incredible insights. This man is unbelievable to the point that Moshe Rabbeinu says, why don't we give the Torah with Rabbi Akiva? He's the one who deserves to be giving the Torah. He's greater than I am. Listen to what he's saying. But the problem that Moshe Rabbeinu said was, you know, I'm very overwhelmed by all of his thoughts, but is there any tradition to what he's saying? He's a very original thinker, but is this at all connected to the Torah that I was taught? And suddenly when he hears one of the Talmidim ask Rabbi Akiva, Minayin lecha Rebbe? And he says, no, this is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Nesiyah Shvadaito. It's not about me. It's about the Torah that God gave all of us. That is our tradition, that is our Mesorah, and everything that is said from then on has to connect in some way to Har Sinai experience, to what Moshe Rabbeinu himself learned from God himself. And without that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter how insightful you are, doesn't matter how original your mind is, if you don't have a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, it's worth nothing. Look at the story of Nadav Avihu. You could be the great Talmid HaChacham, you could be the greatest tzaddikim in the world, but if you do not have that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Har Sinai, it's all worth nothing. And you'll have the same end as Nadav Avihu. It's not going to end out well at all. And that, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is really the way to understand the story here with Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. He adds as well that Rabbi Elazar, who was known to be one of the most brilliant of Talmidim in the times of the Tanaim, we're told about Rabbi Elazar, he was an absolute genius, and he said so many mechudashim, so many great chidushim throughout his career, and yet Rabbi Elazar said, Ha'eben Azos, this stone that I sit on when I give the shear, Dome le Har Sinai. Why did Rabbi Elazar feel it was important to say, Ha'eben Azos, the chair that I sit on is like Har Sinai? He was trying to teach his Talmidim, yes, I might say great chidushim in the shir, you might hear very novel interpretations, but it's not me. It's all the Mesorah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Rashi in this week's Parsha. Ve'etne lecha, everything that we have, all of Torah Shebichsav, all of Torah Shebal Peh, all of that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Kol ma'asha Talmid Vasik Asa Dechadesh, Namr le Moshe Misinai. Everything that we have subsequently studied and learned from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu is just going all the way back in history to the day of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what Rashi means to teach us at the very beginning, Bahar Sinai Lemar, that the same way the laws of Shemitah and Yovel were given, Prateyem Vidukdukeyem, all of the minutia, all of the details of the law were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the way it worked with every single one of the 613 mitzvahs. Everything that we study and we learn today all emanates from what Moshe Rabbeinu was given by God himself at Har Sinai.